Organize Me Radio, episode 49, Home Staging. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the owner of 123 Organize. Please welcome Marla Ault. Welcome, Marla.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I am so excited to have the opportunity to chat with you and talk about home staging. But first, can you tell everyone how you got your start in the organizing industry?
With pleasure. Thank you. So it all began in 2005. It was humble beginnings. And basically throughout my life, people would always, you know, bribe me to come over and help them organize. And then I was at my friend's apartment on the Upper West Side, and they had acquired another floor to their apartment. And they literally said, like, we're so happy we got to this point, but we have no idea how we're ever going to move into the second floor. And I was like, for real? I go, I would love to do that. And they looked at each other and like, thank you, universe, basically. So that was really how it all began. And it was great because it included project management, acquiring organizing products, hiring movers, doing the pack from one floor down to the other. Regardless, you know, I tell people, I've had clients move down the street. It's still the same process. And here it is within the same roof. And you still have all those parts that are so hard to juggle. And as I said here, they felt completely overwhelmed just within their own house.
So it sounds like you do it all for your business. You do moving, you do home staging, and you do organizing.
You nailed it. Perfect. That is really the three hats that we wear. And we just felt that people really wanted a one-stop move shop, everything related to the home. They could have one person to reach out to, one company that could handle all aspects of this very overwhelming process.
So how did you start with home staging? I know there are a lot of organizers who want to add home staging to their business or space styling or even moving, move management. How did you decide to start home staging, and what were the steps that you took to get it started?
Okay, great question. Great question, because it really did come organically. I have to be honest. It wasn't like we said, oh, okay, the next service or offering we're going to do is we're going to embark on staging. It really came from our clients who they themselves at one point needed to move or had family members, neighbors, et cetera, that needed help getting their apartment ready for putting it on the market. So, and since we already had that in with the moving, and specialized in packing and purging and decluttering, it really just went hand in hand. But then came the creative, and that's where we really shined. We didn't realize how much we all love being able to be creative and influence people's, in most cases, it's like their biggest sale, their biggest asset of their sale is their home.
So then what type of homes do you stage? Are you staging homes that are completely empty? Or are you staging homes where people live in the homes?
Oh, girlfriend, it's usually lived, well lived over many, many years with lots of clutter. That's usually the case. Yes, I would say our primary client is the client who has been in their home long term and has, in a lot of cases, collected multi-generational items. And they haven't ever been dealt with, you know, a lot of boxes from former generations. And then also, even, you know, the fact that their kids are like grown, moved out, a lot of times they have kids of their own, their childhood homes pretty much look like they're still living there.
Wow.
So things just kind of remain status quo, because let's be honest, that's the easiest, right? We all don't want to take the time and effort to organize. So in our cases, it's usually very extensive decluttering and major undertakings.
So then how do you start the process? Is there a rule of thumb when you're staging?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've learned over the years, the first thing that we need to do is what people will describe as to what they need can be very different from when they what they actually need. So our main goal is we get to the client as soon as possible. And it's really a great rule of thumb because they are so nervous and overwhelmed. They really start to relax as soon as we're there. They feel comfortable. They know they're in great hands. And then we understand everything that they need to do from A to Z, right? You know, right from the onset, from curb appeal, from floor to ceiling. Lots of times clients would send us pictures. Of course, they forgot about their attic where they've been storing things for 20 years, you know? So it's, we really love getting on site. And then we create the 1-2-3 organized stage plan, which involves every step that we'll be doing. And we start, like we said, we start with the declutter and then we create a spreadsheet for everything else where it needs to be directed. So they have a game plan. They know what's going to happen, what we're going to be doing. And it really is like a security blanket.
So then what about colors, decor? How do you decide on the color palette? Are you going with what they have around the home? Are they sending you Pinterest pictures? How do you do that?
Okay, well, in most cases, if we're not able to paint, we work around the wall color, but we will absolutely create our own decor and palette. Because what you may know, but your listeners may not, is that what we are appealing to is your potential buyer. So who's that audience? That audience is one who wants a really like a vanilla canvas. And think of it this way, when you go into a hotel room, what do you feel? What emotions does it create? So it makes you feel warm, welcome, and comfortable. So that's everything that we do is based on that feeling. And the reason why is it's minimalist. It's a minimalist feeling with good thought going towards color and flow.
I love that because I feel like if I'm looking at, let's say Airbnb, I do Airbnb a lot. If I'm looking at Airbnb pictures and there's a bunch of books on shelves and a bunch of clutter, I have no interest in staying there. I'm always, you know, going towards the minimalistic type Airbnb because I have kids. I don't want my kids knocking over little tchotchkes and, you know, little pieces of decor and things like that. So I feel like less is more when it comes to home staging. And it sounds like that's what your company does.
It's true. It's true. And even though we have all the items that are needed to create that beautiful, what we call our, you know, vanilla canvas, we still have to work within the parameters of what is there in terms of furniture. So we will like revive things is what we call it. You know, we'll change out the art naturally. We'll bring in our beautiful throw pillows, our throws to match. We'll even put, you know, in some cases we have to be really creative and put on like couch covers or chair covers because the furniture is good. It's just not the right color scheme, things like that. So you really do need to think out of the box.
Gotcha. Now, do you collaborate with your clients or do they give you the freedom to just do what you want?
Okay, so we always sit down and we have what we call the talk. The talk. So what is the talk? The talk is, it is the closing chapter of them in their home as they know it. So that's a really hard pill to swallow because we feel our home is the one environment that we can control. And we're saying no longer. So it is hard. It is shocking, but over time they really get it. And then it's like anything, it becomes like, you know, you drink the Kool-Aid because then they're like, why did we do this for ourselves? Our home now looks so beautiful. And it feels so great that a lot of times they regret that they just didn't take more time to, you know, recreate their own environments to be so welcoming and feel so warm.
That's funny. It's like that show Love It or List It, where they change up everything, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, now I'm gonna sell. Look at how nice the house looks now, you know?
Right. And I really love this. And why didn't I live this way?
Right. It's so funny. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way when it comes to like living like in houses. I lived in a townhouse when my kids were first born, and we finally got it to the way we wanted it right before we decided to sell, you know? So then when we moved to the current house, I'm like, okay, nope, we're doing things right away because I want to enjoy the home that I live in. So I feel like it's important for people to also know that, you know, you don't have to just wait until it's time for you to move to stage your home, like hire a professional to come in earlier and get your home to how you want it, right?
Yeah, and I think it really helps people in other walks of life when you're faced with like a challenge or a crisis, or you just really aren't feeling your strongest. It changes everything. What we surround ourselves with is so influential.
It really is. And so, with that being said, what type of issues could possibly arise during this process?
So what I will say is in some circumstances, people actually don't know where they're going yet. You know, they have like a safety net. So they say, look, if I don't find anything, I can always rent at, I'll just say the Caraway, because that's where we send a few clients. You know they have somewhere to go if need be, but they're still in the process of looking. So that can make it challenging because, you know, they have some pieces that they really love, but yet they may not be able to fit into their new space. So we kind of have to work around that because they're not sure if it's going to remain with them. And the other thing that arises is they think certain family members will want items that they have delegated for them. But then, of course, it turns out that that's not the case. So, you know, we've had this plan where we're going to move these pieces of furniture to the daughter in Seattle. But the daughter in Seattle has now realized that she has the measurements and everything, that it's not a great fit for her own house. So we've had situations like that where we really had to be very delicate and not make the client feel like, oh boy, like I totally blew it. What was I thinking? You know, but we handle it, and there's always a solution. That's how we feel when it comes to this stuff. And we really try to keep as much out of the landfill as possible. We are not those people.
So, what about sourcing your products? Do you have an existing inventory? Are you getting them from stores? Are you reusing things around the home?
Oh, can I check all the boxes?
Definitely.
Because it really is true. Yes, we have a whole inventory of our own items for everything that is needed. You know, you name it, you know it, but we'll just go through the quick and dirty list, like all the linens and the art and the pillows and the throws and the nightstands and the lamps. Oh my goodness, how influential is lighting? That's another thing that is just like off the radar when it comes to people living in their own homes. You know, the bulbs and the type of lights and lack of is usually the case. So that's a great influencer right there. So we have all that, and then we have small furniture as well. When it comes to bigger items, sometimes we actually do need to acquire a piece of furniture on their behalf. And when we do that, we always keep in mind that they can repurpose it where they go. So they usually love it because it's like, whoa, you're going to take care of this for me. So yeah, so we have the inventory, we have the larger items that sometimes we need to acquire, and then we have little items that just, you know, a perfect little piece that we don't have the exact size, so then we will go out and supply that as well. So it's really a combination of everything, but we always feel great because we know we have a solid inventory going in. And we love to use their things, you know. People have really cute and quirky things that are so fun. It's just that they have way too much between
That's usually what the case is, right?
the
So for the pro organizers out there who want to add home staging to their businesses, what first step should they take?
Okay, great question. I like that one a lot. So the first step that they would need to take is to really decide how they want to go about creating the items that they need? Is it going to be something that they're going to acquire and have their own inventory? If so, are they going to take on a storage unit, or do they have proper storage within their own home? That would be the first thing that they would need to understand. And then second of all, to be sure you have the creative talent, because it really is a lot like interior design. So organizers are great at purging and being patient and kind and understanding the process of removing items. But this really involves the interior decorator side as well. And then you have to have enough team, because I don't know what it is. People know they're moving, but they put on that denial hat really well, and they wear it for way too long. And then all of a sudden it's like, panic, I need to get this done. I need to get this done quick. And so a lot of times we are really, you know, we have to be there quick, turn it around quick, and get out the door quick. So you do have to have proper staffing for that. And it is time consuming. It is not, it's not a simple task.
Gotcha. So one other question to piggyback off that. Okay, so you said it's time consuming. How long might it take? Because I know there are times where, you know, organizing can take a long time. It could take days, weeks, you know, months in some cases, depending on the timeline that people have. When you're staging, how much time do you usually allot for getting a space done? And is it the entire house, or is it per space?
So in our case, it's usually almost always the entire house, because they've been living there for a while, like I said. And even when they're not really dealing with their surroundings. So we usually, and again, it's such a wide range, because it depends if it's 5,000 square foot, you know, we could have a 5,000 square foot home and they're minimalist, and then we can have the 2,000 square foot home and they're anything but minimalist. It'll take us the same amount of time, but it really depends how much we need to declutter. If we're going in, let's say, and just we could do maybe 2 to 3 days of the declutter, and then the staging would take another 1 to 2 days, depending on how much product needs to be brought in and how many pieces of furniture need to be brought out. So in some cases, you know, we're dependent on having movers to come in. They have rented a storage unit because the home is just way too cluttered.
Okay, good information. Okay, now on to what I think is the fun stuff. What are your favorite organizing products?
Oh, yeah. Why? Just because we could talk about this all day long. It's like, we all know every organizer's favorite spot is the Container Store.
Oh, yes, definitely.
It's like the organizer's version of a kid in a candy store. It's an organizer in the Container Store.
That's right.
All right. I'll break it down into different areas of the house. Let's do it that way. So when it comes to the closets, our two favorite are the Space Saver hangers. Absolute must. You can create an additional third of storage space in your closet just by switching out your hangers. So that's really fun if you haven't done that. And then be sure to color coordinate. After that, we always put in the clear upright closet divider, shelf dividers that hold the sweaters or the shirts in place. That gives a great finished look. So that would be our two favorites for the closets. For our bathrooms and kitchens, we're all about the great acrylic clear dividers and organizers. That just makes a world of difference. I mean, take for example, if you have, you know, your utensil drawer and everything just gets like thrown in, then you bring in the clear dividers and voila, it looks like something right out of an Instagram just by putting in those simple containers. For storage areas, we really love the bins that have the latches, the big plastic bins that have latches. We feel that they're so much more secure. And then we'll switch everything over to those and then have them housed on our favorite Metro shelving. So that really creates that huge before and after look. And clients are always so amazed in the sense that, you know, they still have so much stuff. They really didn't get rid of too much because this is their storage area of items that, you know, they do procure and they do use. However, it looks and feels so much better that they feel like they just got rid of a ton of stuff. So it's really, product is so influential, as we know. And those, I think, some would sum it up of our real go-tos.
It's funny. I knew exactly every single product that you mentioned, like, and I'm visualizing them in my head as you're talking about them. But like you said, like, organizers in the container store is like a kid in a candy store. So, I mean, it is what it is.
It really is. And for those, I just want to add, for those who are, you know, in, like, I'm in the New York City area, so a lot of times we have limited storage within the home. So a great thing is the Space Saver bags, and they really do make them in so many sizes, but, you know, people can put like their off-season items in there. Throw in some cedar for your wool and your cashmeres. That could be really great. And that, you know, you could like put those under the bed, or if you don't have storage under the bed, you could get the high risers to add under the bed. Those have been great tips and tricks that we've done for clients that have like changed their lives.
Those are some great, great products and tips. Okay. So Marla, last question. What is your greatest achievement as a professional organizer?
Oh, that's an easy one. All right. So I've been doing it for 18 years and obviously have influenced probably over 1,000 homes at this point, but we have our biggest and best. And that was a home in Greenwich that was 30,000 square feet.
Whoa.
And we were there for an entire summer.
Oh my goodness.
And because they brought us on after they moved. So it was twice the amount of work. So if we had come in, you know, before they had moved in, then it wouldn't have been so involved. Obviously, we could have purged on the other end, but none of that happened. And she was an interior designer. So it was really fun for us because naturally the home was drop dead gorgeous. And so like inspiring to be surrounded by all that color. And, you know, it had massive amount of rooms and there were all kinds of different color schemes going. So we really had fun, even though we only did the organizing, which primarily was behind the scenes. But we felt honored to be in that surroundings. Let's put it that way.
I love that. Oh my goodness. 30,000 square feet. How big of a team did you have to use for that?
Oh, wow. I guess we were probably a total of 12.
Wow.
Yes. And then, you know, not every day everyone was there because then we'd be sourcing or, you know, other clients along the way. But we were fortunate because it wasn't a time crunch. It was summer and they had allotted the summer for the project because, again, they didn't have us on the other side. So it makes it that much more time challenge.
Got it. Thank you so much, Marla, for being on. I really enjoyed our conversation. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Oh, great. I have to use my salad. Yeah, it's easy as 1, 2, 3 when you organize with me. Name of my company, 1, 2, 3 Organized. It's ORGANIZE, no D on the end, .com. And you can find us at 1, 2, 3 Organized. All our handles are the same, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, Insta. It's always 1, 2, 3 Organized. You know how to count, you'll find us.
Marla, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me. And I really hope that we can inspire people, even those who aren't, you know, organizers or stagers, but just, you know, are people who are in their homes, who feel overwhelmed and know that this is a huge and daunting process. There's help out there for them. And if not, then, you know, embrace it and own it and take the time because it really is so influential staging. It talks money and it talks time. So you will save yourself a lot of heartache when it comes to the sale, as well as be able to have a higher sale. So it's a win-win, people.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all-new episode.